You're just doing it and thinking that it's the right thing and so forth and so on, but you're not really asking yourself, is this really what I want? Why do I want to be with this married guy? Believe me, there's lots of people in the world. You may think he's something special for you, but there's so many people in the world. You can find somebody that has everything he has, but all the parts that are missing also.
Yeah.
And anybody who's dating somebody who's unavailable and saying that this is the best they can do, that's a form of relationship poverty consciousness. It means they believe there's not enough love in the world and they have to settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't want any more than that because this is all they can handle. See, it may be because you're a five that this is all that you can handle. Really, you can't handle a real relationship. Well, maybe that's why you got married to somebody else, because you didn't really want a full-time relationship. I don't know what you did.
Yeah, but the funny thing is I saw it differently. I mean, we moved in right away after we started dating, 2 months into our relationship. If I didn't want to have a relationship with somebody, I wouldn't have moved in with him, right?
Yeah, but then why did he marry somebody else?
Because we fighted too much. That's
what?
Why. I guess we had too many fights in our relationship.
I thought you said you were really compatible.
Yeah, we get along, but then we still, I mean, I can hear what he said, you're too strong for me, so maybe that's, I don't know.
Well, you know, he would always lose fighting with you. He has
to. Why is that?
Because you're the five and he's the four. You're the higher card.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moon connection. That's how it works. And see, a man doesn't always like to be playing the feminine role with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I have to find a higher person now.
Go find yourself a six of spades man, or a jack of spades man, or a five of clubs man, or a ten of hearts man, and it'll be a completely, a jack of hearts man. Would be great.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a completely different story for you. You would have to be the woman, and you would not win the fights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
right.
Look for a jack of spades, a six of spades, a five of clubs, a five of hearts, a jack of hearts. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you feel. It would be much different.
So you can see even that we're not that compatible?
No, you two, you guys are compatible, but he's married, and he doesn't want to be married to you.
Yeah.
That's the
bottom line. I know I have to give up on him.
What's that?
I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, I mean, you got to let him go and close that door. You're never going to have what you want until you close that door.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having trouble closing that door, it's probably because that's what you want. You don't really want a full-time relationship. I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself.
I believe you.
You have to ask yourself, why am I continuing along? There's got to be something you're getting out of it. You know, sometimes it's so obvious we can't see it, you know. It's right in front of our face. I know, I've been there. I've been in relationships. I'm like, why am I in this relationship? It doesn't work. And
yeah.
It takes a long time to figure it out sometimes. You'll figure it out, though.
Okay. Good. Thanks for...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Advice.
And I appreciate you taking the time to call tonight. And
okay.
I want you to have good luck. Call back in a month or two and let us know what's happened.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you,
All right,
Robert.
Everybody.
Have a good evening.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We have lots of lines open now, folks. We only have one line taken up. So if you want to call, now would be a good time. I want to go ahead and talk to our next caller, who is Grady, if Grady is still here.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Hi, Grady, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
And are you born April 11th, 1966?
Yes, exactly.
And you're in San Francisco, you're not far. I'm over here in Concord.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's close.
So what are you up to?
Well, I want to know how I can make the most advantage of my Ten of Diamonds birthday to achieve the opulence card suggests. I certainly have all of the desire and the talents and gifts, but I guess I've never found that one particular thing that career or, I mean, it's kind of been all over the board, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think...
Exactly what's blocking me. Sorry?
Yeah, I'm so glad you called because this is such a good... You're a great example of what I talked about at the beginning of the show. Were you listening in the beginning at all?
Yes, I was. But what do you mean? What are you referring to?
Well, Ten of Diamonds cards are known to have difficulty receiving.
Is it difficulty achieving?
Receiving.
Receiving?
Yes, receiving.
Oh.
It's the most blessed card, right?
It's the most what?
It's called the most blessed card.
Yes, it is. Called the
you
most
think
blessed
they would
card.
Have everything, right?
Yes.
what's the problem? The problem is they won't let it in.
Hmm.
There can be all kinds of reasons why. Like I got to do it myself. That's one reason. I can't let somebody just give it to me. I'm afraid of owing other people if they give me stuff. That's one other reason. It can be lots of reasons. But see, your card is situated such that it's only going to manifest for you when you learn to let it come into you.
Mm.
Not by how big of a go-getter you are.
Mm.
See, you're out there, you're like the prodigal son. You're out there struggling and missing out on the whole banquet. It's a paradox.
Wow. Okay.
And here God gave you all this passion because you got an Ace of Diamonds ruling card. You're just full of passion. You want to go out there and do something, and that's fine. You know, doing is great. But if you can't receive, if you're not an opening to receive, and if you can't have, see... There's doing and there's having. Do you know the difference between those two?
Maybe not.
The people that are the really wealthiest in this world are the ones that have a large capacity to have. And everybody's got a certain capacity to have. Like, you know, like they've proven, like people that win the lotto or something, and they win all this $1 million, within so many years... Usually like 1 or 2 years, they're right back where they started.
Yeah.
Because their capacity to have is only so much, and they can't handle $1 million or $10 million. It's uncomfortable. They have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to be looking at what's your capacity to have. I've written a really good book called The Big Money Book.
Mm.
It's on my website. It's the only place you can get it. It's about learning how to receive and opening up your prosperity potential.
Mm.
It's everything I learned that changed my life about prosperity. It actually changed. I will never have a money problem the rest of my life. It's over for me. Completely over. And that's everything that worked is in that book. There's other good books too, but that's one you can get right away. And you know, you can make this your project. You know, you have to, you're the only one that can change this. It's in you, and it has to be changed from the inside out, okay?
Yeah.
And you could have a transformation this month, even.
Okay.
Your cards are situated in such a way that everything good could come to you.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to get the book. I'm going to work on it because I am Jupiter season,
you know, it's not about radius, it's not about how much you do.
Uh-huh.
It's not about what you do. It's about how you're being in your life. Are you really
about what? How you?
How you're being? Like, can you? Are you somebody that other people can give to? You know, like if somebody's out, if you're out for lunch with a friend and you guys are having lunch and your friend goes, I want to pay for that for lunch, what do you say?
the first thing I say is, that's okay, you don't have to do that.
Right, exactly. There's your problem right there. That's it, right there.
Yeah, I think I understand.
I'll give you another way you could respond to that. Say, wow, I love it when people buy me lunch. Thank you.
Wow.
See the difference?
Yes, I see the difference.
You're looking at it right now. You're looking at it right this moment. That's it, right there. Now, you get to work on that, okay?
Okay.
Don't be out there chasing around trying to find which job. Work on yourself first. Then the money will all come to you. No matter what you do, then you'll have money.
What are your suggestions for cards for best mate compatibility? I noticed in the book you said that whenever there's, I don't know, a mate, there's always sort of a sacrifice of some kind because of the five of something.
Are you asking me about what's the best mate for you as a Ten of Diamonds?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will say this right now. You need to get your career going first. And then the woman that you need will show up. See, until then, you don't even know where you're going. You know, when you go to find a mate, wouldn't you like to be knowing where you're going so you could find a woman that would be compatible with that direction?
Yes, for sure.
Right. So let's put the first thing first, okay? First thing, you get on your road, and then you'll see which other women are on that road. You'll find the right woman. There's no lack of love in the world. And, you know, it could be all kinds of different cards. And it's a lot of it's going to depend on where you're going, and what you really want from your own life, and what kind of relationship you want. And all that will come out of your self-understanding. So that's your priority right now, is work on yourself.
Okay.
And everything else will take care of itself. And, you know, you have a Three of Hearts long range this year, so you're not going to figure it out this year. Just date whoever shows up. Don't worry about it, all right?
Okay.
Don't make any promises. Just be nice.
Okay.
Just be a good guy. Be honest. You're in a state of confusion around love all year, and it's going to go into your next birthday.
Okay.
Everything's going to shift on your next birthday, okay? It's going to be a major shift for you this coming birthday, next year, because you're going to go into... You're really going to find yourself in your work, okay? So you have like 6 months to prepare for that.
Okay.
It's all going to have a happy ending for you, trust me.
Wow, okay.
But you need to start like preparing yourself. Like you couldn't even, if somebody walked up and offered you the dream job of the century, you couldn't even take it right now.
Just what?
You couldn't even receive it. You couldn't hold it. You couldn't take it.
Yeah.
So do your homework, and then everything else will turn out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Great talking to you, Grady, and keep in touch.
Thanks so much. I will.
Yeah, we'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, great.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
I hope everybody was listening, because this is a malady that we all have. We all have difficulty receiving. It's part of our culture almost. Now, I'm not saying every single person, but this is something that we can all learn from. Okay, we're going to take a little break now. And when we come back, we have Jackie and Diane waiting patiently. We have one line open or so. I'd like to hear the song Sri Ram while we take this break. And when we come back, we'll continue with our listeners.
Ram. ら減したら平安の間ラチマなら減らじゃら
welcome back, everybody. Robert Lee Camp here. Thank you for listening to the song. I hope you enjoyed it. That's actually my favorite song on the CD, my new CD, Bhakti Rock. Now we have Jackie, who's been waiting very patiently from Long Beach. Are you there, Jackie?
I'm here.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And is your birthday August 25th, 1954?
Correct.
Oh, good. Now we know who you are. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm sort of at a standstill at the moment, but actually I got a lot of things about to happen. I've got my house on the market. I'm moving to Georgia. I plan to build a new home there. I'm going to be looking for work in the state of Georgia, the greater Atlanta area. And also, in the meantime, I've met somebody who I seem to be forming a great friendship, who has some really serious money-making ideas, and we're really batting around the idea of going into some sort of business partnership.
What's
and,
his birthday?
August 10th, 66.
Okay. Is this also romantically oriented?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an important distinction.
Well, yeah.
It makes a big difference. You know, it's generally not considered a great idea to go into business with your lover. Unless they're bringing the money to the picture.
Uh-huh.
Are they bringing any money to the situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It's 50-50.
Okay.
No less. No, okay. Absolutely no less.
Just wanted to check that out, you know. Because that could be really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's got to be 50-50, and there's got to be legal protection. So.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, your connection with him is a good one for making money. You actually have very good connections for prosperity together. You know, my only suggestion is, imagine what would happen if you two, let's just say, for example, that he started having sex with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What would that do for your business?
That could be a little bit confusing.
Yeah, and you know, he's a three of diamonds, and they're likely to do that.
Uh-huh,
Uh-huh. They get bored with the same person, you know.
Yeah.
They're three. I mean, you might want to ask him that sometime. You know, what do you think? Like, what's going to happen? Are you going to, you know, what's your history here with relationships?
Right.
Now, I see money for you this year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's
really?
Money. Yeah, there's money here for you. And, but there is a potential. You have this card indicating a possible financial loss in your Saturn period next year associated with a Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds.
Which could be him, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think...
Interesting.
You know, I just want to be, you know, I mean, maybe this guy might be great. I don't want to say that he's not. He might be.
Mm-hmm.
And it could turn out all just wonderfully. But I'm always the devil's advocate. I always want to look at both sides. You know.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So, you know, I would certainly want to check this guy out. I mean,
yeah,
Leo, he's probably
this is relatively new.
What's that?
I said this is relatively new.
Yeah, and it seems like it's a really kind of soon to be talking about making all kinds of money together. So.
And, well, it's just conversation, but it's intriguing.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll be good. But see, he's known to be financially creative. That's what he's known for.
Uh-huh.
The question is, why would he want to do it with you, though?
Interesting question, because he does pretty well on his own.
Yeah, that's why I'm curious. You know, why would he... let's just, for example, if a man has a lot of money and he's successful and he meets a woman, he likes her, many times he just wants to take care of her. He doesn't really need her to work with him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So why does he want that? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, that's a question.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in being taken care of.
Maybe that's the reason he wants to work with you, because that's the only way you'll let him get close to you.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Because that's all I talk about.
Oh, there you go. So he's just following the path of least resistance. Let's see. I'm a guy. Now, what's the fastest way to get from where I am now to in bed with her clothes off?
Oh, man, and I thought it was my brilliant mind.
A mind is a tangible thing, you know. You can't touch it. You can't, you know, whatever. Even though you're a double club, you know, you think it's all about your mind. You actually think you're just a walking head.
It's funny. I was listening to some old programs of yours, and you kept saying, remember, you are not your head. I'm like, wow. Are you sure?
Well, when you're a double club, I mean, both of your cards are clubs. It's hard for you it would be hard for you to separate yourself from your thoughts. And Queen of Clubs especially, they tend to, that's your ruling card is Queen of Clubs.
Right.
And they tend to have sort of a love-hate relationship with their bodies. Like, they don't really like their body. It's a nuisance.
Uh-huh.
You know, would you just please carry my head wherever I tell you to and don't bother me? and just don't bother me. I don't like you, okay? I tolerate you, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the scary thing.
Yeah, you have to be a club to really understand that, you know?
Oh my goodness.
It's hilarious, but you know, you gotta give credence to your body to stay balanced.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll be like so many Queen of Clubs who don't live to be very old, you know.
Mm-mm.
They're one of the cards that's known to die young. Now that's not like I'd say it's maybe a slight majority of them. Not all of them by any means. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm gonna be about 85.
Well, 85 is plenty. That's long enough to be a little pain in the ass for everybody else.
I think 85 is good.
I think overall it's okay because he's your Jupiter card and your Mars card. I think it's good, but he's still a Three of Diamonds. So just always be, you know, aware of that and what his potential is, and you might want to find out a little bit about his history. You know.
Okay, I'll do that.
And he might be a great guy. I mean, Donald Trump's a three of diamonds.
That's encouraging.
So, you know. Okay, Jackie.
But what about my money-making potential?
I see money. Like I said before, I see money in your future.
Okay.
But, you
and,
know, you, you money is not really as important to you as you think it is.
But it's something to do, you know?
Yeah, okay, sure.
The other thing that I'm kind of interested in knowing as far as career goes, I'm actually in a pretty good career, but I don't stay in careers for long periods of time, but I've been really lucky with them. I think the thing that I do best is write. And I'm wondering, is it something that I should maybe seriously pursue? And if so, when's a good time to pursue it?
Well, I mean, the timing of it is up to you. I don't see anything this year indicating that's what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
But why wouldn't you? I mean, why wouldn't you write a book?
Well, I don't know. Why not?
You have to at some point, I would think.
Uh-huh.
But you have to create, you're going to have to make that happen. It's not going to happen just by the way you're going along. It has to be a real intentional kind of thing.
It takes,
I'm not saying you're really old. You're the same age as I am. At our age, we have to, it takes a lot to get us to do something new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, to really start something brand new, that's, like, a lot of effort.
This is going to be a year of new starts, so...
Yeah, I see that. It's going to be fine. It's going to be good. Don't worry about it.
Okay, all right.
No worries. Okay, thanks for calling in, Jackie.
Thank you.
Good luck with your move to Georgia.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, that was fun. I'd like to speak to Diane now, if Diane is still here. Are you there, Diane?
Hello?
Hello, Diane?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a little late out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You must be motivated or you're a night owl.
Pretty much a night owl.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But
and
I'm motivated.
Are you born October the 18th, 1968?
I am.
And you are a Jack of Spades. I was talking about you earlier.
I'm the Four Club.
You're a Jack of Spades ruling card.
Right. Correct.
I was talking about Jack of Spades on the show earlier. Were you listening?
I don't think I heard that part. Something happened to my computer and it wouldn't let me keep listening to you.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's all for the better.
What did you say? Was it bad?
Well, Jack of Spades people are crazy. Anything else you want to know?
I'm not crazy.
No, but it's not that they're all crazy or anything, but there's this creative part, right, that's really strong.
Right.
And sometimes it makes them feel crazy. Because they lose touch with what's real. People who have Jack of Spades.
Well, that's kind of scary.
Well, it's not as likely for a Four of Clubs because you're so grounded in that Virgo-ness of the Four of Clubs. But still, you know, that. What do you do? Are you a creative person?
Yeah, actually, it's funny because I go back and forth between being that organized person who can work in an office and the person who is so creative, I want to break out of that and just, you know, do a creative job like an artist or something like that. I go back and forth and back and forth. So maybe I am crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the crazy making stuff. But, you know, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay, good. And what's your husband's birthday?
January 1st.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow, you married a king of spades.
I did.
Good for you. Well, you have great connections with him, actually, because Jack of Spades and King of Spades, your Jack of Spades and his King of Spades, they have a... Let's just say you guys have a lot of great connections. You're one of the few birthdays that would actually get along with that card.
I could tell when we were younger, when he was probably in his Jack of Spades, you know, time before he decided to take all the responsibility. We were just like each other. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to tell me all the time that we were just best friends and clones, and we were hilarious because she always knew we belonged together because we were just like each other.
Well, you know, also, you're four of clubs, and his ruling card is the five of clubs, and those are karma cards, so you have another mirror thing there, too. You guys got lots of
connections. Definitely a lot of, like, but that's a good thing sometimes because we have a lot of things in common.
Well,
where, you know, I have a sister who's married, and her and her husband don't really have anything in common, and that kind of, you know, has some problems there.
Well, no, it's good to have things in common.
Yeah, because I see that they don't have anything in common, so they fight all the time because I don't think they can ever agree on anything.
Well, I wonder why they got married.
I don't know. I've wondered that myself.
Here's an ad for somebody, you know, getting married, you know, like, looking for a partner that I can really fight a lot with. If you love to fight in a relationship, please respond.
Well, I think a lot of couples go through that, you know, where they start, it becomes who's right, you know? It becomes some fight about who's right, and they're constantly trying to one-up the other one.
That can happen for sure.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your life that you would like some direction with tonight?
Well, I have two things. I actually have one question. I just started my Jupiter period, and it's the Six of Diamonds, and I was wondering what exactly that means. I know it's a blessing card, but I wasn't sure, because it's financial responsibility and karma.
Oh, you mean the Jupiter 13-year cycle, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
people
so
listening
just,
might have thought you were talking about your period of the year, but you're actually talking
that's right,
about your 13-year cycle.
Right, my 13-year Jupiter cycle, and I just, I know that's a blessing card, but I wasn't really sure what the blessing of financial responsibility and karma was.
Well, Six of Diamonds has many meanings on many different levels. It can mean that you find your real calling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know. It can mean that you find your purpose in work, you know. And there's other cards connected with that. You have an Eight of Hearts vertical, which is a card of popularity. So it's going to be a very nice period, I think. You have a very fortunate life path, you know.
I think I have so far.
No, there's no thinking about it. Four clubs are one of the more fortunate cards in the deck.
But see, I have a sister who's a four of clubs, and she's had a horrible time.
Wait, what's her birthday?
May 28th.
Hmm, really? She's a Gemini, two of diamonds. I don't know why she would.
Oh, my gosh, she is a mess.
Well, but two of diamonds, though, they have a lot of emotional stuff going on.
Yeah, that's what she has, but I mean, it's completely shut her off from the whole world. She's a mess and a half, and I don't even know where that came from. It's so hard for me to believe we could be mirror images because I'm so different from her.
Well, that just goes to show how the ruling card can be such an important factor, you know. Two of diamonds people, they have like a fear of abandonment and so forth that really can be very outstanding. So, you know, I think that's what it is. Now, it doesn't always show up that bad for everybody, you know. But in her case, obviously it did.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I have a brother-in-law and then another sister, boyfriend, are all four clubs. Isn't that funny? There's four of us in the family. And so, but she's the only one that's like that. Everybody else is just pretty, you know, good to go.
Well, you know, there's a other thing with siblings, too, like how siblings, when they're born, they have to find a little unique niche to be in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the good girl was already taken.
Oh, yeah, that would be my
the good, happy, fun girl was already taken, so she had to take, like, the miserable one. I don't know. Who knows?
That would be her. Yeah, my mom always calls her the martyr of the family.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what her specific things are, but you know, the cards can tell us a little bit about it. You know, but I'd have to know more about her before I could really talk intelligently. So don't worry. This Jupiter period is the period when you make the most money in life and have the most fun. It's meant to be a period when we accumulate the most money, also. You know. It's like the results of our efforts, they start to really pay off. So you can expect your finances just to get, and you and your husband both, because he's also your same age, right?
Mm-hmm. It's January 1st, he will.
So he's going into his Jupiter period as well, and he'll be having similar success in his life. You'll be sharing that together.
Yay.
No problems. All right, Diane. Well, thank you so much for calling tonight. It was great talking to you.
I had one more question, if you have time.
Okay, well, let me hear what it is first.
We were thinking, my husband and I should have been discussing possibly having a child or becoming foster parents, and I didn't know. I have a bunch of threes and fives and sevens this year, so I didn't know if that was a very good idea. Because, you know, that's kind of crazy.
Well, you know what? You have a three of hearts in your second spread, in your Jack of Spades spread. You have it twice. And a three of hearts can mean you, your husband, and a baby.
Wow. So you don't see any bad things?
What?
You don't see anything bad about that?
Well, a baby will take away all attention from you.
Never mind, I won't have one then. No, I'm kidding.
Four clubs like to be the center of attention.
I know, you know, and sometimes I think maybe that's why I haven't had one yet.
Yeah, you're like, well,
I really do.
I'll be second fiddle.
I say that. I do. I tell people that. I say, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a selfish person. And then they say, well, it's nice that you figured that out before you had a child.
Well, if you have
you
a baby,
a child and then you didn't,
if you do have a baby, it will be a blessing this year if you get pregnant or have a baby. It will be a blessing.
Okay.
It's showing up like a blessing.
And you know what's funny? When you were talking about all the beauty that's all around us, you know, I find it so funny that I live on the East Coast and at the beach, and that so many people I grew up here with have never seen the sunrise here. It blows my mind. That's one of my favorite things to do. And people just take it for granted that we have the best sunrise, you know.
They're just there because they ended up there. They don't know. They weren't there by choice. They just ended up there somehow.
Wherever they are,
they're struggling in their life. Well, a lot of us are that way, you know. We are where we are because we ended up here somehow.
Yeah, true.
But here you live on the beach, and wow, to appreciate that.
I love it. That's one of my favorite things. I love all the colors in the sky in the morning, especially after the tourists have gone home. There's nobody really on the beach but the surfers, and just all the colors, you know, coming up over the horizon and everything. It's just so pretty. I love that. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and see, you're open to receive all that, and so you'll take it in, and your next door neighbor won't.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I do notice things like that, like when there's a storm and the sky opens up, and you know, there's just like funny, like pictures in the sky and things like that. I don't know. I always think that stuff is so pretty.
I love storms myself. I always did. I grew up in Florida where they had lots of spring.
Oh yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, my mom has a place there, so I go there a lot.
Cool. Well, listen, good luck with everything, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks for staying up late and calling.
Sure.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we have time for one more caller tonight, and we have Ann waiting patiently on line four, and she's right here local from Sacramento. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Robert. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
It's not as late here for us as it is on the East Coast.
I know. We're lucky, huh?
Oh, we're kind of lucky, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you born on April the 5th, 1939?
Yes.
And what can I do for you this evening?
An old friend of mine, 30 years ago friend, has reappeared in my life. And let's see, his birthday is March 18th, 1946. And we just have a really strong connection, which I feel is partly past life connection. And I'm also feeling like he came back into my life to clear the way for somebody important in my life. I'm just wondering if there's anything that the cards can show about our connection.
There's a lot of connection with this person, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're a three of spades and a five of diamonds.
Right.
He's a five of diamonds and Jack of diamonds. So he's probably one of the most unmarriageable birthdays in the whole year.
I'm thinking, yeah, he's been through four marriages. He didn't even count our connection as a marriage. So that would make it five, actually. So it's not about marriage. I'm just saying, as I try to understand our connection, is this going to clear a way for a good connection with somebody else? That's a, maybe too esoteric, you know, too real.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, it's like, maybe that's something you picked up psychically from the situation, or somebody else did and told you about it. That's not the kind of thing that I could tell you from the card.
I get it. Okay.
You know. But I know that he's a Neptune card to you. He's Mars and Neptune. There can be passion there, and there can be some sort of a very strong, idealistic, romantic connection with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And what you make of it is up to you. You know, you're both a lot alike in some ways. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything bad with being with him. I don't see any problems with that, personally, with having
well,
a connection.
Well, looking at your love cards book, I was surprised to see that my own card is not very good for marriageability either, and perhaps even worse than his. But
well, it's more for men of that card than women. But,
oh, okay.
See, but you're a person that has such a strong creative side, and really creative people get bored with situations.
Yeah.
And the Three of Spades is known to have a strong romantic drive also.
Uh-huh.
You know, like they love and sex and romance.
Right, that's true.
And so, you know, usually that, and with the Five of Diamonds ruler, you would want to have your freedom usually. But you
yeah.
came from a, like, the previous sort of generation that, where the tradition was stronger. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't acceptable as much to be like that then. So you might have been more traditional. I don't know. What have you done?
I was more traditional, and it just was not satisfying for me at all. And so I just pretty much steered clear of relationships. And then suddenly this old friend comes in and says, I really want to be your friend, and let's understand this is just friendship. And I'm wondering, because of such an intense connection, what I guess there's no other possible good other than the fact that it's for what it itself is.
Well, you know, I mean, if you feel attracted to him in any way,
mm-hmm.
there's something there for you. I don't know what it is. You know.
Right. It's, yeah, I understand.
Whether I don't think it can go very far.
No.
Like
no,
I don't see it. It might. Who knows? It might. You guys can have some really unusual kind of relationship if you wanted to. I don't know.
No,
he's not
I don't
even
think
showing
he's
up in the cards this year.
Huh?
You know, he's
Pardon?
Not. His cards aren't even showing up this year for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean he's not there, but, it, you know, I don't know if this is going to be anything that's going to be of any major significance to you.
Okay. That's fine for me. Thank you.
I mean, that's what I see.
Yeah.
I mean,
I appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, I mean, but it might be good. If maybe being around him will light a little fire into you so that you want to have a relationship again.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going.
There are some hard cards in your future, and so I do think there's going to be romantic experiences coming for you soon.
In this lifetime?
In this year.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, but it's always up to you, you see.
Yeah,
you
always I've learned
have
so much.
We always have the ability to say yes or no.
Right. I really appreciate the whole section you put in Love Cards on relationships. I've learned so much from it. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you
yeah.
saying that, man.
Yeah.
And
in fact, I've got a lot more to learn from it just by doing the work that you indicate a person should do. Self-understanding.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what your pattern is. It sounds like you closed off to relationships a while back.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You haven't even had any love affairs?
Nope, not in a long time. It's very weird. It's like I've been on some other planet for 30 years or something.
Well,
and suddenly the...
I see, yeah. I'm starting to get it now. Yeah. So he shows up and now you're having romantic feelings.
Yeah, which I always did. And also, it's just, I don't know, it's like a door to a new universe opened with creativity and inspiration, spirituality. Everything has been
that's what a Neptune person can do for you.
Pardon?
That's what a Neptune person can do for you.
Yeah, I see.
Go read the book, The Prophet.
Again, yeah, I was thinking a lot about that one.
Read the section about love.
Okay.
Because your love is beckoning you right now.
Yeah.
And if you don't take it, you might as well go back to being dead again.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially a Three of Spades, you know, they live for romance.
Okay. Trust. All right.
They do.
Okay, I hear
That's
you.
What they're about. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's got a lot of life energy in it.
Well, yeah, it basically awakens all of your creative energy.
Yeah. Well, I guess part of my purpose in calling really is to thank you for your book. Like I said, I got so much from it, and I know I'm going to continue as I do the work, so... I guess that's about all I needed to ask you.
You're poised here to have a really wonderful experience. You've closed the door way back, I think, because you got hurt. And you're going to be scared again. You're like, you're in your late 60s and you're like a little kid.
I know. It's weird. It's very weird.
But you're fortunate that you have this opportunity to try again, to do it again.
Yeah, I am very... And with a person who's very patient with me and very dedicated to being my friend. So
that's,
it's kind of...
wow, what a great thing.
It's really amazing.
Yeah,
it's
I would
really
say
a blessing.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Good night. When love beckons, follow him. Though the path that he suggests to you may be steep and difficult. That's what Khalil Gibran says in his book, The Prophet. It's a beautiful book. It's one of the books that I treasure. That's in my treasured collection. Anyway, we're done for the night, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to end by playing the song Gayatri, which is the most popular song on the CD. Hope you guys like it. If you have any ideas or suggestions for this show, things you'd like to see me do or talk about, feel free to email me. And you have my website, so you know my email address. Just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. This is Robert Camp saying good night. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks for being here.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Durguna Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Tat-savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya vimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Turvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Saviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.
cognizant of these three stages within ourselves,